These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending April 17th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft announced it developed a system that can distinguish between security and non-security software bugs 99% of the time using machine learning, with the ability to identify critical, high-priority security bugs 97% of the time. The system was trained on 13 million work items and bugs from 47,000 developers across GitHub and Azure DevOps repositories, with the data set approved by security experts. Microsoft says the model is in production internally and plans to open source the methodology on GitHub. ICANN announced it delayed its decision to sell the .org registry from the Internet Society to private equity firm Ethos Capital, with a decision now set to be made on May 4th. The delay comes after ICANN received a letter from California's Attorney General Javier Becerra, which urged ICANN to not approve the sale, saying a for-profit owner could undermine the accessibility and affordability of the .org domain, which is used by nonprofits, and that the state was concerned that this transfer put profits above the public interest. China's State Information Center is launching a blockchain service network, or BSN, for domestic commercial use, with global availability set to launch April 25th. The idea is to let developers build blockchain-based applications easily. The BSN provides a platform for choosing from several blockchain protocols, including Hyperledger Fabric, Ethereum, SITA, Superchain, and Fisco, among others. It does not run its own blockchain service, just provides a platform for others. The minimal cost to use is $300 a year, much lower than cloud providers charge, and it has 100 city nodes around the world, with plans for 200 worldwide by the end of the year. China's State Information Center will hold the root keys for BSN. IBM announced it will release a training course for the COBOL programming language this week, as well as set up a forum to match proficient programmers with organizations in need. The move comes after several U.S. states announced they needed COBOL-based systems to be maintained for unemployment processing, struggling to find expertise to update the systems to meet demand caused by increased unemployment filings. Video conferencing has become one of the most important tech products of the mid-2020 year, and Zoom has become one of the leaders in that field. Zoom pushed out a security update this week, configuring minimum meeting password requirements like length, special characters, etc., randomly generating meeting IDs from 9 to 11 digits to make them harder to guess. You can now stop the content of a chat message from showing up in your desktop notification without having to kill notifications. Third-party file sharing has been restored after a security review. Passwords are now on by default for all iCloud, for all cloud recordings, and must be complex passwords. And a CAPTCHA challenge has been implemented when you click a link to watch a stored video. Those last two help mitigate a security vulnerability discovered last week by CBS Interactive security architect Phil Guimon. He found that using information in URLs for shared meetings, he could search for and find Zoom videos stored in the cloud and watch them without needing permission. There was a limit on password length as well, so he was able to create a tool that could exploit the limitation on passwords to crack and view videos that had been password protected. Guimon says Zoom stores all recordings in a single Amazon cloud bucket, making them easier to target. India's Ministry of Home Affairs has now joined those like Google, Apple, Germany, Taiwan, NASA, and the U.S. Senate who advise against using Zoom. Indian government officials may not use Zoom for official purposes, and the ministry issued guidelines for those who wish to use it for personal communication. Security intelligence firm Cybele told Bleeping Computer that since April 1st, more than 500,000 credential-stuffed Zoom accounts are being sold on the web. Credential stuffing works when an attacker attempts to log into an account using credentials leaked in older data breaches, then sells or gives away that data. Users can check to see if their email address has been leaked using Have I Been Pwned and Cybele's Am I Breached data breach notification services. Zoom announced it will let paying customers pick which data centers their calls are now routed through starting April 18th, after the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab found that Zoom generated encryption keys for some calls from servers in China, even if none of the people on the call were physically located there. Zoom's free tier users can change their default data center region, but the company says data won't be routed through China if all participants are outside of China, even if no tier has been set. The U.S. Department of Defense's Inspector General announced it could find no evidence to suggest the White House intervened in the awarding of the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Cloud contract to Microsoft instead of Amazon. The Inspector General added that they could not review the matter fully, as some information was unavailable under presidential communications privilege. The so-called JEDI contract will modernize IT operations at the Pentagon for a cost of up to $10 billion over 2 years. Microsoft got the contract on October 25th, and Amazon filed a lawsuit over the decision in November. Apple is aggregating anonymized data from its Apple Maps users in Mobility Trends Report. Information is not tied to Apple ID, and Apple does not maintain a history of where individuals have been. The data is available from Apple's website as a CSV for anyone to access, but it is meant for use by state and federal policymakers to assess how well social distancing measures are working. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.